Canada is there when it seems no one else is. Did you know that LGBT students hear anti-gay slurs an average of 26 times a day? One out of every four LGBT youth are told to leave home. LGBT youth are more likely to be homeless. 30% of suicides are LGBT. PFLAG is committed to anyone struggling with sexual orientation and gender identity issues. PFLAG Canada supports, educates, and provides resources 24/7. Visit pflagcanada.ca.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. At a manufactured or mobile home community in Colorado, some residents may soon see their energy bills drop dramatically. Paulo Tavares Velasco, an engineer at the Colorado School of Mines, has partnered on an effort to make 16 homes more energy efficient. He says some low-income residents there have been spending 15% of their income just on energy.
If we can reduce that by half or even more, we're making a significant impact there.
He says manufactured homes often have above-ground pipes that freeze in the winter, and they have little space for insulation in the roof. So last year, the team started with retrofits like air sealing the homes and adding insulation to the floors. And in winter, these upgrades started to pay off.
Residents were pretty happy about having their pipes not freezing anymore, houses were much warmer and more comfortable.
This year, the team installed appliances like heat pumps and induction stoves, which run on electricity instead of fossil fuels. And to power these appliances with clean energy, they help families subscribe to a community solar farm. Residents are already seeing their bills start to drop. So this project is demonstrating how manufactured homes can become more climate-friendly, comfortable, and affordable. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Hi, this is Sukyun Lee, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think, oh, bandage up yours!
Hey there, and welcome to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. A show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klendert, bringing you two full hours of fabulous, phenomenal, fantastic female-fronted radio week after week. You join me for this two-hour mixtape where we celebrate and amplify voices that deserve to be heard. Coming up in the first hour, I've got music on the way from The Apples in Stereo, Gorgor Girls, Heinz, music coming up from The Beths, Cub, plus a whole block of songs coming up to celebrate the fact that it is May, which means it is Asian Heritage Month. That's coming up later in the hour. We're going to kick off the entire 2 hours, though, with Glaswegian duo Sacred Pause. They're best known for producing sunny, polyrhythmic pop. They've released their third album, Jump Into Life. The album took the band 6 years to make between COVID-19, stalled writing sessions, and a touch of writer's block. I'm glad to say, after all of that, the wait was worth it, because the new album is just as buoyant, bouncy, fresh, joyous and sunny as the first two albums from Sacred Pause. So that's where we start. Perfect summer rock. Sacred Pause here on Girly So Groovy. Music right there from Auckland, New Zealand, jangly indie rock band The Beths. The song is called I'm Not Getting Excited. That is the opening song to their album Jump Rope Gazers. The Beths are going on tour later this year in 2025 after doing a full summer European tour. They are making their way to North America and will be playing in cities where Girly So Groovy is syndicated, both Vancouver and listeners in Chicago. You get a treat to see The Beths live. For full dates and cities that they're traveling to, you can go to their website, thebeths.com, for more information. In the middle, it is a long defunct Vancouver alternative rock band, Cub, with their song Cub with their song Pillow Queen. That's from their 1996 album, Box of Hair. If I remember correctly, that was the band's final album before calling it quits. But then kicking off the entire 2 hours, it is something thoroughly more modern. Brand new music from Scottish duo Sacred Pause. Their new album, Jump Into Life, was released earlier this year, back in March. We heard the title track, Jump Into Life, from Sacred Pause. Speaking of new music that comes from around the world, is new music from Heinz. They started over 10 years ago as a noisy Spanish garage pop quartet from Madrid. Now, with their fourth release, Viva Heinz, the band finds themselves stripped back to just a duo, and also choosing for a more stripped down, loose and scrappier sound. Viva Heinz came out back in the fall. We featured it here a number of times on Girly So Groovy, and I'm excited to continue to do so because they just make really fun rock and roll. Heinz right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Tuvimos algo bueno que no sé.
When the patriarchy's got you down and you just want to stomp and clap and rock it all away, well, then you've tuned to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock. Music right there from a band formed in Detroit, Michigan. If you are not from the Detroit area, if you're listening on one of our syndicated sister stations, let me tell you about the Gore Gore Girls. They were formed back in Detroit in 1997. The Gore Gore Girls were one of the pioneers in the garage rock revival underground happening in Detroit at that time, along with contemporaries like the Detroit Cobras and, of course, the White Stripes. We heard the song Act Your Age. No, what am I saying? No, we're listening to the song All Grown Up. That comes from the band's 2007 fourth and final album, Get the Gore, from Gore Gore Girls. All right, in the middle, it is music from Denver, Colorado, the Apples in Stereo, creators of sunny, upbeat indie pop, influenced by 1960s psychedelic rock, along with being one of the key bands in the Elephant Six Music Collective, along with their contemporaries, Neutral Milk Hotel. And then starting the set, it is music from Madrid. It is the now indie rock duo Hines. They released their latest album, the fourth album, Viva Hines, back in September last year. We've been playing it on heavy rotation here on Girly So Groovy. This time we heard the song Mala Vista from Hines. Okay, so we are halfway through May, and before the month is over, I wanted to take some time to celebrate the fact that May is Asian Heritage Month. So coming up, a full block of three incredible bands that celebrate their Asian heritage in the music that they make, but not in the traditional ways you may be thinking of. Up next, it's three acts that are all experimental and eclectic and fun in all their own ways. We're going to be starting off the set with longstanding San Francisco underground group Deer Hoof, whose ever-changing sound is spearheaded by the band's experimental spirit. Well, Deer Hoof returns with the release of the band's whopping 20th album. The new album is called Noble and Godlike in Ruin. In these times of conflict, Deerhoof deliver a noisy reminder that we need empathy more than ever. We need to celebrate voices like Deerhoof more than ever. We need to celebrate Asian heritage more than ever. Here we go. Coming up next, it's Deerhoof here on Girly So Groovy.